Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the health watchdog has found a number of issues of non-compliance at Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny. The government is being criticised again over its ongoing failure to grant it capital funding to redevelop both St Joseph's and Remelton community hospitals. A clean-up operation is ongoing in Strabane today following an incident of antisocial behaviour and public disorder in the town over the weekend. And the Donegal Road Safety Working Group has launched its Safe Cycling Initiative. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch. But first to news, a HICWA report has found some medical assessments to be incomplete for a number of residents on admission to Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny. That was one of a number of issues of non-compliance found at the home following an inspection carried out by HICWA in March. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Inspectors found that the directory of residents required improvement as it was not updated to reflect all admissions and transfers to the centre. A number of residents' contracts were reviewed and they were observed to contain a written agreement between the centre and the individual resident. However, they did not consistently provide details of the terms of accommodation to be provided and in some cases did not reflect that the resident had been transferred from another centre. A risk management policy was in place. However, some areas required improvement to ensure that all risks and potential risks were identified and control measures were put in place. Although good fire safety procedures and staff training were in place, improvement was also required to demonstrate that testing and servicing of fire alarm systems and doors, lighting and detectors was carried out. In addition, clarity was needed on the emergency plan to ensure the emergency response arrangements in place were adequate and clear to staff. There were also some medical assessments incomplete for some residents on admission, as required by the regulations.
A link to the full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. The government is being criticised again over its ongoing failure to grant a capital funding to redevelop both St Joseph's and Remelton community hospitals. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has accused central government of throwing good money after bad. It's after it was confirmed that the HSE has still not received formal approval for projects at the hospitals. Instead, money will now be spent on carrying out minor refurbishment works to bring the facilities up to HICWA standards. Deputy Doherty fears that the hospitals will face further delays.
This is simply another example of, in my view, the HSE wasting money. But what is needed here is the commitment that was given to us by the minister. He told us quite clearly that what was planned here was a detailed design of this development would happen in 2013, with construction starting at 2020. It is now clear that no authorisation has been given and is probably unlikely to be given this year for this project.
The health of patients left on hospital waiting lists is getting worse because they can't get access to specialist care. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association is highlighting problems with recruitment and retention as part of a new campaign. It says there are over 30,000 women waiting for a gynaecology appointment, with the lack of consultants a big factor. Some are being forced to wait up to a year before being seen. Figures from the National Treatment Purchase Fund show that as of last month at Letterkenny University Hospital, 1,773 women were waiting on a gynaecology appointment, with 40% waiting over a year. Dr. Laura Durkin is Vice President of the IHCA and a consultant at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin and says that's unacceptable.
As well as their own health deteriorating, they do come to crisis point and end up presenting to the emergency departments because they don't have access to outpatient care. So every patient who waits on a waiting list, if they are deteriorating, will ultimately end up presenting for urgent care. And this is a model that is unsustainable, and patients are getting substandard care while they wait.
A clean-up operation is ongoing in Strabane today following an incident of antisocial behaviour and public disorder in the town over the weekend. Westrone MLA Daniel McCrossan claims residents of Melmount Villas leading to Knockavoe Crescent are being terrorised by vandals. In recent days, considerable damage was caused to private and public property as a result of bins, tyres and trees being set on fire behind homes and on a pathway known locally as the Plot Pad. Mr McCrossan says residents should not be living in fear in their own homes.
There's been a spate of vandalism, of theft and of public disorder in various parts of Strabane, in particular around residential areas. And this weekend, in a residential area that is quite built up and is surrounded by elderly residents and families who use an area called the Plot Pad that runs behind quite a large number of housing estates that allows proper access to the bridge end area of Strabane leading to the town centre. And over the weekend, there was bins, lorry tyres, car tyres, bicycles, everything put in the middle of the pad and set on fire, and a number of trees were also set on fire. It's utterly disgraceful. The damage is quite significant, and also the theft of bins from residents comes at a cost.
And indeed, while a clean-up operation has commenced, this antisocial behaviour needs to come to an end for once and for all.
Yes, those that are carrying out this are in no way reflective of the general area or the people of this town. They're a minority that are operating recklessly with their own selfish agendas. It would be much better if they would use this spare time, which they seem to have in abundance, to actually do something that's positive and engaging for the town of which they live and are from as well, and someday, if they're not already, will work in. It's important that we stand up for this place and take some pride in the place in which we live. And my message to those who are carrying this out is to stop this immediately, take some ownership for their town, stand up for it, and stop this messing. It's causing an unbelievable amount of damage to public and private property, and it's also causing a great deal of stress to the surrounding residents who fear that these fires could spread and cause considerable damage to the properties or even indeed to human life.
The Communications Minister says the government has not made a decision yet on Ayr's broadband proposal. The company submitted a detailed plan on Friday after claiming it could deliver the national broadband plan for up to €2 billion less than the current bid. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says he wants to know why Ayr didn't outline the potential savings earlier.
A key thing for me to understand, and I hope the submission from Ayr would allow me to do it, is if they believe they can deliver the objectives of the rural broadband, the national broadband plan, why this approach wasn't made clear in the tendering process that they participated in for so long.
Ambulance crews taking patients to Letterkenny University Hospital are facing increasing delays. Figures from the HSE have revealed that just under 20% of ambulances that arrived to the hospital last year had a turnaround of more than an hour. While the target set out by the HSE is 95%, 81.3% of ambulance crews at Letterkenny have a turnaround time of less than an hour. Councillor Martin McDermott says relevant bodies at the hospital need to look at how this can be improved upon as a matter of urgency.
The likes of Letterkenny, where you have emergency departments that are very, very busy, particularly at, you know, weekend and late at night and times like that, where there's a lot of people waiting in emergency departments and the ambulance service come in with patients and they're delayed. And as you see, up to 20% of the time over an hour, which could, some of them are up to 2, 3, 4 hours in some circumstances. So that timeline is very, very dangerous, and puts the likes of, especially here in Inishowen, but the likes of the peninsula and without an ambulance for a long period of time when there's an ambulance sitting up and Letterkenny waiting to get dispatched. So I think the HSE needs to certainly do something in relation to whatever way they can to alleviate the problem of ambulances having to wait to get patients discharged.
Because the HSE themselves set out the target of 95%, while Letterkenny, the crews are coming in 81.3% in terms of a turnaround time. Like, something has to be done there to bring it up to that target that has been set out by the HSE.
Yes, it's the HSE themselves that set the targets, and as you say, 95% are meant to be dealt with in less than an hour, and that's something that doesn't happen. I don't think it happens in very many hospitals around the country. They'll talk about Letterkenny, but I suppose the hospitals that have the biggest problem with this are the hospitals that have waiting times, long waiting times in emergency departments, and sadly Letterkenny is one of those hospitals that does have that long waiting time in emergency departments. So those hospitals are always going to be the ones that the ambulance services are going to be tied up for longer periods of time. So it's in the HSE's hands, that's one to deal with.
All road users are being reminded that road safety applies to all motorists, cyclists, motorcyclists and pedestrians. That's the message from the Donegal Road Safety Working Group as it launches its Safe Cycling Initiative. Evidence shows that excessive speed is one of the greatest threats on the road, and any impact with a cyclist or pedestrian at even 50 kilometres an hour carries a 50% death threat. Brian O'Donnell, Road Safety Officer with Donegal County Council, says it's also important to allow 1.5 metre passing distance when overtaking cyclists so all can use the road in a safe manner.
We launched this last year. We're going again this year. We've got a second opportunity to actually do it, to distribute high-vis GLAs. And all road users are vulnerable, and we have duty of care to look after one another. And we're trying our best to try and keep everybody safe on the roads. If we can do anything to help that, we're going to keep doing it, and hopefully cyclists will adhere to the rules of the road and maybe take on board what the messages are trying to get there and wear the high-vis GLAs, because we're giving them out free of charge. Obviously, we have a limited number to get out there, but we just wanted to use them.
Obviously, then there's an onus on the motorists as well to allow sufficient distance between them and the cyclist on the roads.
That's right. Well, obviously, motorists need to be take notice of cyclists on the road, because this time of year, a lot of cyclists will be using the road, and we just want motorists to respect other road users on the road, especially cyclists at this time, and adhere to the rules of the road, give them the space they require, the road, the use of the road space they require.
New car registrations in Donegal continue to fall. According to statistics from the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, the total new car registrations in the county for the month of June were down 10.37% from 1,841 in 2018 to 1,650. Nationally, new car registrations were up 13% when compared with June last year. Brian Cook, SIMI Director General, has called on the government ahead of October's budget to consider the motor industry.
Despite Ireland performing well economically, new car sales for the first 6 months of the year have proved disappointing. 7.3% down on the same period last year and over 20% down since 2016. Every county in Ireland has seen a reduction in the last year. Today marks the start of the 192 registration period, which offers retailers some respite. With a variety of competitive offers available, there should be a brief upturn in showroom activity. Many in the industry are now turning their focus to October's budget, which coincides with Brexit. In the current fragile business context, SIMI is urging government to exercise extreme caution in dealing with motor-related taxation. The motorist should not be burdened with an increase in tax on new cars, as this will only further dampen demand and perhaps undermine the some 47,000 jobs in the motor industry in Ireland.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's now 13 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with Gaelic games, and the venues for the football qualifiers have been confirmed. Tyrone meet Cavan in an All-Ulster affair in Clonus on Saturday at 5 p.m. At the same time, in Semple Stadium in Thurles, Laois play beaten Munster finalist Cork. The winners from those games go into the Super 8s with Roscommon and Dublin. While at 7 p.m. in the Gaelic grounds in Limerick, it's Galway facing off against Mayo. There's one game down for Sunday. Meath, who will be hoping to recover from the Leinster final, will play Clare in Port Laois at 2 p.m. Donegal will have interest in both of those ties, with the winners in the same Super 8 section as the Ulster champions and Munster Kingpins Kerry. The Donegal ladies' dominance in Ulster continues as they picked up their third Ulster ladies' senior football title in a row yesterday, which is their fourth in 5 years. They defeated Armagh by 5 goals and 12 points to 1 goal and 9 in what was a very convincing display by Maxi Curran's side. Team captain Karen Guthrie picked up her fourth Ulster senior medal yesterday and told Donald Kavanagh on this morning's 9 till noon show that it's even more special than the rest.
This one, I think, probably out of all four, was probably the most special, in the sense that nobody ever expected us to be able to retain the title or do the three in a row. So it was probably pretty special from that perspective. And every year you do it. The first year we done it in 2015 when Katie was captain, it was unbelievably special. And that was our first senior title, and we would never have foreseen that we would go on to pretty much dominate Ulster for the next 5 years. We've won four of the last five titles, as Maxie was saying, and they're the kind of things you can never take for granted. You know, it's a very special time in our lives, but to dominate your province is fantastic. And we're just, you know, waking up this morning, we're all just delighted and so happy with it.
And you can hear more reaction from the Ulster title win for the Donegal Ladies in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. The Ireland team returned home this afternoon from the European Games in Minsk, Belarus. Among the party was badminton bronze medal winners Chloe and Sam McGee. The Rafoe siblings medalled in the mixed doubles and picked up valuable Olympic points as they look to secure a place at Tokyo 2020. Sam told Colleen Duffy that it was a fantastic event that he hopes Irish badminton continues to grow.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic event. It's been really well run. Team Ireland really helped us, you know, settle there. And then, of course, the Bamba competition itself was absolutely brilliant. Great setup in the Falcon Centre, so no complaints.
I think we could see the standard of Irish badminton is on the rise as well as a result of the Games too.
Yeah, exactly. We have our centre going down in Dublin where there's about maybe 8 players training now, and every year the standard's getting better and better. And the more medals we can produce, hopefully the more funding we can secure to keep pushing forward. And it seems to be on the rise, and long may it continue.
You can hear more reaction from Chloe and Sam McGee also in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. In soccer, Finn Harps will look to build on Friday night's win over Sligo Rovers when they face Cork City tonight at Finn Park. Cork will come looking for a repeat of the last fixture between the sides in Ballybuffet, which was a 4-3 win for the Rebels. Harps did draw 1-1 with John Cotter's side at Turner's Cross earlier on this season. In Harps team news, Kieran Gallagher, John Kavanagh and Michael Gallagher remain on the injured list, while Niall Logue, who was forced to sit out the Sligo game, is doubtful for tonight's game. Captain Keith Cowan feels that they should have taken all 3 points at Finn Park the last time these sides met.
Yeah, the games are coming thick and fast, I suppose. So, you know, Cork on Monday night, you know, it was probably a 3 points at the end of the season. We thought we threw away against them with a 4-3 loss here, you know, after being in a winning position. You know, they'll be tough coming up here. Like, they've got some excellent players. So we'll just have to, you know, have a look at Cork and see they're going to set up and, you know, try and find a way of getting a few points off them.
And we will have live updates from that game from Finn Park right here on Highland Radio as from the 8 p.m. kickoff time at Zirma Doherty will be reporting. Derry City travel to Dalymount tonight hoping to maintain their good form, which saw them beat Cork City by 4-1 on Friday. Bohemians, however, are a side looking to battle at the top of the Premier Division, just 4 points off second placed Shamrock Rovers. A win for Derry tonight though would see them close the gap on Bowes to just 3 points. Derry will be working off the same squad as they brought to Cork on Friday, but will hope to have a Darren Cole and Michael McCrudden back as well. Candy Stripes boss Declan Devine says their defeat to Bowes earlier in the season has not been forgotten.
It's a game that we feel we potentially have to improve from, let's say, the last time we played them in the Brandywell, when I think it was at the end of a real hectic schedule and our guys were actually dead on their feet. So, you know, that game still lives well in the memory. We still have that feeling of disappointment from the home game where we just hadn't got the energy levels that we possess. And, you know, it's something now that we're looking to put right.
Elsewhere in the League of Ireland Premier Division tonight, Dundalk look to continue their unbeaten run, which has been going on since the first week of May when they host Waterford. Sligo Rovers are hosting UCD at the Showgrounds, and Shamrock Rovers make the trip to Inchicore to take on St Patrick's Athletic. In soccer, still, Marcus Rashford has signed a new contract with Manchester United. The deal will keep him at Old Trafford until the summer of 2023. The 21-year-old has scored 45 goals in all competitions for the Red Devils. In cricket today, international series at Brady, 10:45 start. That one was Ireland taking on Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe batting first. They set a target of 255. And so far, Ireland have replied with 83 for 1 after 19 overs. And finally, in tennis, defending men's Wimbledon champion Novak Djokovic has got into the second round following a straight sets win. He beat German Philipp Kohlschreiber on the centre court 6-3, 7-5, 6-3. Fourth seed Kevin Anderson has cruised into the round two with a straight sets win against Pierre-Hugues Herbert. Three-time Grand Slam winner Stan Wawrinka enjoyed a straight sets win in his opening round match. In the women's draw, US and Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka is on centre court, taking on Kazakhstan's Yulia Putintseva. Osaka is now 2 sets down in that game, 2-0. And meanwhile, third seed Karolina Pliskova breezed into the second round with a straight sets victory, 6-2, 7-6 against China's Lin Zhu. That's all your sports news here on Highland Radio this evening. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But don't forget, we will have live updates from Finn Harps against Cork City as from the 8pm kickoff time with Dermot Doherty. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And finally in news, the Buncrana Chamber of Commerce is holding an information evening tonight with the aim of gathering the views of the local community on what they would like to see for the town. The event begins at 7 o'clock at the Lake of Shadows Hotel, with people encouraged to attend. Treasurer Kieran McKenna says it is not just for local businesses, but for the community as a whole.
It's on this evening at 7 o'clock in the Lake of Shadows in Buncrana. It's an information evening just to let people out there know, you know what I mean, what we do. We have 100 active members all the time seeking new members. We have a voucher system in place in Buncrana. Last year we had an excess of 170,000. We spent them vouchers locally, and we are looking to replace them to a card system, just to let everyone know what we do, and basically anyone that has new ideas, you know, that to be brought forward from members that we have.
It doesn't have to be necessarily business people who attend tonight's meeting. You're urging the public generally across Buncrana to come and see what you do.
No, definitely, yeah. Look, at anyone that can come up with something new ideas, something that they feel that we could be doing, we'll definitely look at it. We're a small group of volunteers that run the chamber. We have an active chamber in Buncrana. But look, we're always seeking new members and also seeking people that would come on board and help. And anyone that has any new ideas, we definitely look at them.
For weather now, a few further showers this evening, but the showers becoming confined to northern areas later. Top temperatures of 16 to 18 degrees in a mostly northwest breeze. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a HICWA report has found some medical assessments to be incomplete for a number of residents on admission to Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny. That was one of a number of issues of non-compliance found at the home following an inspection carried out by HICWA in March. The government is being criticised again over its ongoing failure to grant capital funding to redevelop both St Joseph's and Remelton Community Hospitals. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty has accused the central government of throwing good money after bad. A clean-up operation is ongoing in Strabane today following an incident of antisocial behaviour and public disorder in the town over the weekend. Westron MLA Daniel McCrossan claims residents of Melmount Villas leading to Knockabout Crescent are being terrorised by vandals. And new car registrations in Donegal continue to fall. According to statistics from the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, the total new car registrations in the county for the month of June were down 10.37%. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, July the 1st. The death has taken place of Kathleen McConnell, Wood Quarter, Milford. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. How strictly private at the request of the deceased. The death has occurred of Frank McHugh, 8 Beechwood Avenue, Letterkenny. His remains will be reposing at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in Newleck Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con McDade funeral director. The death has taken place of Lorraine McLaughlin, 22 Gallia Park Derry, and formerly of Marion Park Buncrana. Remains will repose at McLaughlin's funeral home Buncrana this evening from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock and from 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:30, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with removal afterwards to Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan for private cremation. The death has occurred of Jean Boyce, Ballybow, Lismonahan, Letterkenny. Her remains will be reposing at the Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, this evening from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Funeral service on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in Letterkenny Baptist Church, with interment afterwards to the family plot in Newleck Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Lifford Community Hospital, care of any family member or Con McDade funeral director.
The death has taken place of Mary Manny Ferry Moreau Dunfanaghy. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral mass in the Holy Cross Church Dunfanaghy on Wednesday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Creeslaw Day Centre, care of any family member or Harkins Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Anna Kennedy, née Mescal, Glencar Road, Letterkenny, and previously of Kerr Mulla, County Clare. Anna's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon, going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 1:30, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of Kitty Gillespie, Mulla Duff. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Cancer Care West, care of any family member, or Sean McGlynn, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Seamus McGinty, 359 Glencar Irish, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass on Wednesday at 12 noon in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards to the family plot at Dromahol Cemetery. Family flowers only, family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Patsy Doyle, Ben Duff, Karen Donna. His remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Karen Donna, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and private before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of John Boyd, 45, Mullen to Mogg Road, Drumquin, Oma, and formerly of 55, Drumlega Church Road, Drumquin. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Service of Thanksgiving will be held in Drumlega Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Marie Curie and Drumlega Presbyterian Church Hall Building Fund, care of Robert Armstrong and Sons, Funeral Directors.